Lawyers for Timothy McVeigh are deciding whether to seek another delay in his execution. The convicted mastermind of the Oklahoma City bombing was scheduled to die next week, but Attorney General John Ashcroft has put off the death sentence until next month after announcing that the FBI had withheld evidence in the case. Now, Mr. McVeigh's defense team is working through 3,000 pages of documents, photos, and tape recordings in search of anything that might change the case against him, NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Timothy McVeigh has been spending his days on death row in a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. He was done filing appeals. He was done talking to reporters and claiming full responsibility for killing 168 people. His lawyer, Robert Nye, dropped by to see him yesterday.
Mr. McVeigh had made the mental and psychological preparations for death. He had said his goodbyes to his family and to his friends.
Though he will live at least until June 11th, McVeigh may have no reason to take back those goodbyes. His lawyer says McVeigh hasn't decided if he wants to ask a judge for more delays to reconsider the case. Even if he did, it would be difficult for Timothy McVeigh to claim now that he's innocent. And though the FBI withheld 3,000 pages of documents, David Bruck says that might make no difference. Bruck is a defense lawyer who advises public defenders on the death penalty and was briefly involved in the McVeigh case.
There is no such thing as reversing a death sentence or a conviction on a mere technicality. The courts don't do it. The law doesn't allow it. If it's a mere technicality, it's not going to matter and it's not going to affect this case.
But the nature of these documents raises the possibility that McVeigh might at least try to save his own life. Many of the documents relate to the search for an additional suspect. Federal agents mounted a massive hunt for a man identified only as John Doe No. 2. Witnesses described him accompanying McVeigh when he rented the Ryder truck that carried the bomb. Television networks broadcast a sketch of the man. FBI officials say some of the documents were the reports of agents around the country, following up on supposed John Doe sightings and other tips. In the end, prosecutors say they concluded the witnesses were wrong. They say they found no evidence that the other suspect even existed. But McVeigh's lawyers have long considered John Doe No. 2 critical to his defense. If they can find some hint of another suspect, lawyer David Bruck says McVeigh could argue that a court should reconsider his death sentence.
The question becomes exactly what was the nature of his involvement. What the jury was given to believe was that he was essentially a lone wolf and that he was making all the calls with a little bit of support from Terry Nichols, and that was about it. If it turns out that he was a lesser player, although it wouldn't make him innocent of the crime because anyone involved is guilty under the law, it certainly would be the sort of fact that a jury would need to know before deciding what the punishment should be.
Until now, Timothy McVeigh has actually seemed eager to die and not especially eager to take his lawyer's advice. Though his lawyers say he's considering his options, the government contends he should expect to find no reason for hope in those 3,000 pages. Attorney General John Ashcroft spoke to reporters yesterday.
Career attorneys at the Department of Justice are confident that these documents do not create any reasonable doubt about McVeigh's guilt, nor do they contradict his admission of guilt for the crime.
The lead FBI agent on the case offered an explanation yesterday for why the documents remained hidden so long. In a statement, Danny Deffenbaugh says the papers were scattered in field offices across the country. He says they were never properly entered in computer databases, and he never saw them until recently. In his statement, Deffenbaugh goes on to contend that none of these documents was used in the government's case. Veteran defense lawyers say that's exactly the point. None of this information ever became part of the record of the case against Timothy McVeigh. McVeigh's lawyers, and possibly a judge, will decide if they think some of the information should be. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.